Task 1. You are meeting with your colleagues about some performance results and plans for TV programs. Listen to the conversation and write the information in the spaces below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Good morning, everyone. This is going to be a short meeting. We're going to talk about three things. Firstly, some latest marketing results. Secondly, decisions made about the next season's promotion focus. And lastly, your suggestions for new programs. Anna is here to help take notes. Thanks, Anna.
No problem. And I will also give a brief summary of the marketing results.
OK then, Anna. Let's start with your summary.
Thanks, Mr. Lee. My part is going to be brief. There are two main points from the marketing report. The first one is on viewership. The good news is that viewership has increased by 3% in the last year, but much lower than the previous year, which was 7%.
OK, it's still an increase.
Yes, but not as good as the previous year. The second result is on advertising income. It is reported that advertising income is down by 2%. Although 2% doesn't seem much, the marketing team said they didn't expect a fall, so it was a disappointment for them.
Thanks, Anna. OK, the next item on the agenda is our promotion focus for the next season. David, you were at the marketing meeting the other day, weren't you?
Yes. There are four types of programmes we will focus our promotion on next season.
What are they?
Cartoons, sports, short documentaries, and travel and food.
OK, and what is their order of priority?
Travel and food come in as top priority, as these programmes are our draw card. Then sports come second, short documentaries third, and the last one is cartoons.
Anna, did you get the order?
Yes, travel and food first, sports second, short documentaries third, and the last one is cartoons.
Great. Well, I'm a little surprised that they put cartoons on the priority list at all.
The marketing team explained that parents love our cartoon programs, so they wanted to strengthen this market.
I see. Right, let's turn to the suggestions for new programs. David, you've got a suggestion, right?
Yes. My suggestion is a game show on environment and health.
Why a game show?
According to research, people find it easier to accept and remember important information through games and quizzes.
Hmm, that's a good point. OK, Eva, what's your suggestion?
My suggestion is a comedy.
On any particular theme?
People's selfishness. You see, if we want to promote civic education, the best way is to use humour and jokes.
Yes, I agree with Eva. People get less defensive when using humour to point out their selfishness. If we want to promote civic education, we need to use ways that people won't feel offended when pointing out their problem.
Yes, I agree, and I like the idea.
Thanks.
Right, Jenny, what's your suggestion?
Well, I think we should make a reality show about food.
Sorry, Jenny. Did you say a reality show? Seriously?
Yes, but please hear me out, David. It's a reality show about food, Research data shows that one of the most effective ways to promote cultural understanding is through food.
Yes, food bridges cultural differences. That's why food festivals, food tasting and cooking shows are always featured in events that promote cultural understanding.
I see your point. And I think as long as the reality show is interesting, it will work. Okay. Now, let's move on to the timeline of producing the new programmes.
That is the end of task one. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.